Hi, Kevin.
Hey, Jason, how you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good. You know, the break of the morning here, so...
I bet.
You know, it's one of those days, you know, I got here to Colombia and, you know, and kind of got some of the change of weather blues from the winter of Louisiana to the heat of Colombia, South America.
Right.
It'll put a spin on your health, you know, for a few days. So, but I'm okay, man. I'm ready to, you know, get started and stuff, and finally joined the team there, and you know, was going through the materials the last day or two, and you know, it's not a lot of material, but you know, you got to make the best use of it. So that's why I wanted to chat with you and make sure I understand and follow the best way to approach it. You know.
Okay. Well, fire away.
Yeah.
It was my idea about 10 years ago, so I should know something.
There you go. Well, you were a pioneer. You're a pioneer, you know.
Thank you.
And you didn't know anything about Skype back then. It wasn't even designed or built, right?
No. Well, you know, when the way we started doing it in 2001 was... I'd owned and run an accredited school, English school in central London, and I got tired of people turning up and being given interviews and written tests, and then, you know, like all the other schools, we used all the same course books that the publishers produced, and the British Council makes everyone peg their levels to a course book, and I just thought it was crap when people turned up and had paid a few thousand pounds, and we said, oh, you're, you know, intermediate, and here's your course book, and they'd go, oh, I use that at home.
And
we'd go like, oh, fuck.
And
this still goes on to this day, because publishers produce course books that are as generic as possible, because it saves them money and makes them money. And
you're so right. I mean, I just got a package sent yesterday from Pearson and Longland for the business English program, and it's a lot of material. You know, it all looks good, but you know, how are you going to deliver it? How are you going to get the people to comprehend it and use it and understand it and not fear it? You know, so there you go. I think when I first joined you, I asked you, you know, the front back, you know, did you have anything in business English? And you said no, but you did say, you know, some of your, I think, level six.
Yeah, five and six will have stuff in, yeah.
Exactly. So, no, that's fine. I mean, I've got all type of clients and customers and all that kind of good stuff.
But what I was saying was, you know, the way we started, and we still do, we have a summer school in London, and we do groups. We've got a group this weekend coming over from Italy. Is that, you know, the idea at the start was that we teach people in a classroom and then immediately take them out onto the streets and get them speaking to complete strangers using the language from the lesson.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we do, and that's how it began, and that's how we developed the materials. Mm-hmm. And then in around 2005-06, as I started using Skype, and other people did, we kind of went, oh, crikey, you know, the way we teach in the real world, like, we could do this online with Skype, because it's about preparing for a conversation.
Yep.
And so it works just as well online, you know. So it's cool that way.
Well, how do you incorporate the going out? If I say, you know, if I've got, you know, a student in Canada, I just happen to be here in Colombia where my base is, but still, if I'm going to be reaching out to the corporate folks, you know, and they're super busy, you know, how can I implement the day that you're supposed to go out if they can't get out? Can I still drive the program completely from Skype, completely online?
You can God, there's loads of ways you can do it. I mean, Because you've got the files, you can do what you like with them, and as long as you don't share them with someone illegally, you know. But what I do, if I'm teaching people, and I only teach people I've never met, because they're in different parts of the world, is I will if I don't work with them closely, i.e. in the same room or stuff like that, I will share the materials with them online using a virtual whiteboard.
So you do a whiteboard online as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. There are loads of free ones like Scribbler and Twiddler. Hold on. Let me. I'll give you some URLs.
Okay, that's good.
I also use the virtual classroom, which is free and really good, called WizIQ. That hashtag there, just get rid of that.
Okay.
So I upload them and then I can share them, or I share my screen on Skype if I'm doing one-to-one. Or what I encourage teachers to do is if they've got a student and the student wants to work on their own, and then, you know, because there's lots of different things you can do. But you can encourage the students to buy the SS equivalent, so the self-study equivalent of the materials you have. So it's the same materials, just you got extra information for teachers and a few bits and bobs. But the SS are the same materials, and you can sell them there, and they cost £5. And you could earn money from selling those as well if you join the affiliate scheme, which is free. You just give them the link and they go and download it. Then they've got the materials and they can work independently. And what I tend to do is, you know, I'm kind of, we're moving away from a sort of, you know, teacher-student thing and like going through materials with students and stuff like that. What I tend to do is and how I work now is I have a Facebook group that is closed, and when someone buys a course and wants some help from me, I encourage them to buy the materials and then send me a payment using PayPal for my time. And what I do is I tend to say, okay, I'll give you 4 weeks of support in my Facebook group. And for that, I will do the speaking practice with you for the first 4 lessons, or once a week for the first 4 weeks, okay? And I'll also, then what I want you to do is I'll help you and support you in meeting some people online and explain how that works, and so that they can get a little personal learning network of English speakers that they can talk to. Because there's loads of people who are happy to talk online. It's quite easy to meet them these days. And, you know, nice people. And then I get them to, I tell them, you know, to record the calls that they make on Skype, and then set up a little podcast, a free podcast, which is easy, which you can do on podomatic.com.
Send that one, please, sir.
I'm sending that one through.
And how do you record the conversation online? On Skype.
Yeah, I'll send you that as well.
Okay. Hey, man, I'm into the millennium, you know?
Isn't all this stuff here, boy? I think... Hold on.
But put it this way, though, Jason. Nothing works without your content, though. You know, all these tools and... And social media things are great, but you've got to have the product, and you've got the product, and it's designed for this flexibility and blended learning, in which, you know, I searched probably for 2 months to find something that adaptable to my situation, traveling back and forth to the States, and so this is just awesome, you know.
That's great. Good to hear it. Okay, that Lix MP3 call recorder, that's free. You just download it and run it, and it hooks up to your Skype automatically. And then when you make a call, it just automatically records and saves to a folder that you choose.
And that's the VoIP caller recording?
.com? Yeah.
Okay, good.
And then what you do is you take that MP3 and you upload it into Podomatic or VoiceThread or any podcast, free podcast software. and that gives you a link, okay? And then you've got your audio on a URL, and then you can post it anywhere you like.
Wow.
And you can post it into Facebook threads. So what you do is you get your students to record their calls with, you know, they get them, help them to get, encourage them to get, you know, 4, 5, 6 English speakers, okay, online, and they can meet them via Facebook or their favorite social network, and there are lots of new, like, micro-volunteering sites and stuff like that. There are people who've got time who just want to talk to you. And they record their calls. So when they do a lesson, they speak to you first so that they do the speaking practice with you and just keep that down to like 10, 15 minutes, okay? And then they go and do it with 4 or 5 other people over the week.
Okay. So that would be essentially the homework.
That's their homework. The homework is the assignment is to do the speaking practice with 4 or 5 people. And they record those calls. And then the best one, they just post the link into the Facebook group that you've let them into. And that's their assignment. Boom. And you have a listen, comment on it, write a few notes, answer any questions, and that's it. And then what you have is over 10, 20 weeks, you have audio from every lesson, okay, of them speaking to you because you record it. Make sure you record the first time you speak to them, okay, because that's really crucial. And then by the end, what you can do is you can use another little bit of free software.
I love the fact that you use free stuff, man. I mean, you are a pioneer, guy. I love that.
So what you do is you use Audacity, which is like you just import the MP3 from the first recording, and you import the most recent recording of them speaking, okay, at the end of the course, and you can just splice them together and create one MP3, which is called a before and after MP3.
Uh-huh.
And that shows you how much progress they've made.
Wow. And you do that by using Audacity.
Yeah.
Audacity is the platform to bring the two files together, the splice.
It's very easy to use. It's a simple audio editor. And then what you do is you can post that on Facebook all over the place going, hey, listen to my student, you know, in 10 weeks or 20 weeks, they went from, you know, this level to this, or just listen and see if you think they've improved. And that's kind of real hard evidence of the effectiveness of your teaching, our materials, the technology, blah, 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 blah.
So teaching, technology, methods, material. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, I'm recording this, so what I'll do is I'll upload this to my podcast and send you the link. So you can
okay, listen. Cool. Cool.
And can I use this on my podcast? Is that all right?
Excellent. No problem.
No, the thing is, the whole point about the students recording themselves, thanks for that, is that when they're in conversation with someone who isn't a teacher and they're just having a chat and they're using the content from the lesson, they will naturally be correcting and be being corrected by the native speaker or fluent speaker. And when they listen again, because they can take the MP3 and stick it on their iPod or their MP3 player and listen to it whenever, what they're doing when they make those recordings is creating their own really effective audiolingual course. And so they're creating their own course content for their, you know, to listen to. But also what happens is a normal audiolingual course doesn't really work because it's not very interesting to your brain, whereas your own voice is extremely interesting to your brain. And also speaking a second language, listening to that is really interesting to your brain. So what happens is your brain will naturally correct pronunciation. You'll notice where you're mispronouncing things. You'll notice, you know, patterns of words that help you explain stuff. All that kind of stuff gets done automatically.
Mm-hmm. By using and then hearing the playback.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what it is it's creating a kind of a feedback loop for the brain that is at just above their speaking level, their natural speaking level.
Yep, yep.
And that is what Krashen would call I plus one. And so what doing this is preparing with language at the level that they speak at and introducing, you know, new vocab or stuff, using that in conversation and then going into, we always encourage people to go into a, you know, have a chat and a freer conversation on anything, because that's useful, really, really useful. And to record it and listen again a few times, you kind of, you bring it right round, you create that feedback loop, and you know, it works incredibly well. It's like sort of strapping a turbo on their natural acquisition device.
Okay.
You can get the glory by being the person who helped them.
Well, exactly. You know, the coach that, you know, helped them, the team, the people win the championship.
Well, you'd use the right word. It's more like coaching. Mm-hmm. Coaching and guiding, you know, because people's brains, the human brain is naturally acquires language. It's designed to do it. You know, that's how we all learn our first language. It's just like what people don't know are the techniques and the ways that they can easily enhance that ability.
Right.
You know? And that's what we do.
Okay. Quick question for you. So we went over the homework.
Yeah.
Does it have to be used within an existing program? I noticed your materials talked a lot about, you know, incorporating this into an existing program. And I take the answer is no, but, you know, why did you cover that so much? I mean, is this a standalone?
People ask for it all the time. It's like, since we've been doing this and talking to, you know, institutions and other schools. Because everyone's so fixed on, you know, the old way or the way they think that people learn language. They always, when they say, oh, yeah, we like the sound of your stuff, but will it integrate with what we already do?
Mm-hmm.
It will, because each lesson is like a course in itself. It's modular. But and you can do them in any order you like. You don't have to do them from 1 to 20. But it will... It's a great standalone course. That's how it was designed. But it will slot in, you know, because, like, if a school in a conventional teaching environment, if a teacher's teaching, you know, conditionals one day, and then they want their students to actually use some conditionals with real English speakers,
yep,
they can give them the materials for our lessons on conditionals and say, hey, your assignment is speak to some people online.
Okay.
So that's how it would work.
Could you take me through maybe like in a first, you know, few minutes or, you know, actually with the material itself, on the sheets? And I'm thinking more about the, you know, the copy kit as well. And, it just seemed a little, you know, disconnected because I guess maybe the new material and I guess the instructions didn't kind of piece it together for me, or maybe I'm missing something here, and hopefully you can turn the light on for me real quick.
Well, the materials, all you need to do is just go through the exercises with people.
Okay, so I'm looking right now at the 001 English textbook, and then I've got my, you know, my teacher instructions. And then all the other material. But let's see. I'm going to go to page 1-1, level 1-1. Maybe just go through that for me real quick and walk me through lesson 1 and how you would present this, you know, with someone sitting next to me and or via online, which I like the concept using Facebook and social media as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, if you're – I'm just opening it now.
Okay.
There's some videos of me doing it on WizIQ that you can go and have a look at, doing it online. And there's on our YouTube channel, there's like videos on that show.
Oh, okay. I'll send you
the link. Hold on.
Okay, good.
And
that would help tremendously.
Oh yeah, there's videos for doing. They're 15 minutes, but they're worth watching. You know.
No, hey man, time is not an issue here.
Okay, hold on. Boom. Hold on. Let's get... Why does it keep doing that? It's a pain. There you go. There's the YouTube channel. Well, I mean, like I said, there's lots of different ways you can do this, but right, just to explain, I'm looking at the first page of the course where it says use with 001 copy kit and MP3s, okay?
Hold on. Let me open that one. I had the one-to-one open, which is the textbook itself. So let me...
Yeah, no, that's the first page.
Let me open it up.
All right, no, I am talking about the textbook. It says use with 001 copy kit and MP3s on the first
page. Okay, yeah, there we go.
Okay, so the copy kit is the two lowest levels, beginner and elementary. There are a couple of exercises in each course that require the learner to send some information to their speaking partner. And so what you can do when you get to those exercises, it says send this information to your speaking partner in the out there task, okay? And all that copy kit file you've got, the PDF, is copyable. So you can just send the whole file to someone. That's okay. You can share that. And then they can use that. They can look at that to do the exercise, their speaking partner. Or you can give that to the student. That's not a problem. Okay?
Okay.
And the speaking partners don't need to hear the MP3s. They're just for the students. But you can send those MP3s to the students if you want.
Okay.
Or play them to them. Okay?
Okay.
It's just the PDF, the course book that you should...
So connect me with the speaking partner. The speaking partner is not necessarily a student of ours. Am I correct?
No. The speaking partner is just anyone they've befriended online.
Uh-huh. And so we're offering them material.
Go on, sorry?
So we're offering them material to help...
No.
I coach our students?
The speaking partner doesn't need to see anything.
Okay.
And the only thing they would need to see are just a few bits and bobs from a couple of exercises that are in the copy kit. That's it.
Okay.
And it's only two lessons.
Okay.
So they don't need anything. All they need to be is available on Skype to have a chat with. That's it. And the student, if you go to lesson one, and it says task sheet one, match the greetings with the answers. So the instructions there, it says teacher guides learner. All you can do is just talk to the student and say, okay, match the answers in the box with the greetings, and help them complete the exercises.
So the teacher guides learning. So these are, for lesson one, there's literally four tasks to complete.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then if they've done those, they do the out there task on page 5.
Okay.
And the out there task is where they call their conversation partners. So they can do that with you to practice the first time, either online or face-to-face, and you can record it face-to-face so they can listen again.
Meaning 1 through 4? Can they do 1
through 4? No. The tasks, the task sheet 1, 2, 3, 4, are just to get them used to the language that they're going to use, okay? You don't have to mark those. You don't have to... do anything. That's just for the student to go through either with you or alone. Okay?
Okay.
There's no, you know, kind of heavy teaching requirement.
Hmm.
And then, when they get to task sheet 5, which is the out there task, then that's when they do the speaking practice based on the language from the lesson and the topic.
Okay.
And they can do that with you and then with a few other people.
Okay. So here's my question going back to task one.
Yeah.
Is this already set up to a brand new beginner learner? Or is this for someone that can already speak a little bit? Because when I look at this, Jason, it just seems a little advanced, you know? I mean, to just day one, student one, mm-hmm. to have them start talking and saying, you know, without any, well, because I'm coming from the traditional method. And so don't judge me on that. I'm trying to understand, these methods, you know. Can the person really, you know, go from dealing with this one-to-one, yes, nice to meet you, and not worry about book, paper, pen, you know, and things of the traditional way?
Yeah, no, people okay. do it. People do it all the time.
Okay.
I mean, if they are, you know, the thing is most people, unless you're dealing with a kid and a young kid
mm-hmm.
who is just doing English lessons for the first time, most people, who are you going to teach in Colombia? Business people and adults or teenagers?
Yeah, most of them are adult learners.
Yeah.
You know, probably 18
yeah.
people that are coming out of the institutions that haven't learned a damn thing. And, you know, so 18 and up.
Yeah. So they're all have been doing, studying English for years
mm-hmm.
in one form or another. So the language in these lessons isn't going to challenge them that much in terms of their ability to read it on the page, because they'll have had a basis in, you know, from school. Whether they can speak or not is a different matter, because
yep, and that's what they want to do. They want to be able
exactly,
to speak.
Exactly. So the way EOT works is that most people who are trying to learn a language, trying to learn English, who've been through a school system and still can't speak it, have latent knowledge of the language. So usually they can read it a bit and they can write it a little bit, but the speaking is a completely different skill.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay? And speaking is different because it involves all things like their self-confidence, nerves, all kinds of stuff come into play on that.
Mm-hmm.
And that prohibits speech and clear kind of thought, you know, or production of language. So the EOT materials are a tool just to get them thinking about the language in the exercises and manipulating the words and the language prior to having a very short, as beginners, it's only going to be a 30 seconds or a minute or 2 minutes, a short exchange with a few English speakers.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole point is that it scaffolds and gets them into a little conversation that they've prepared for, so they're kind of ready for it, that they are more in control of because they know what they want to say and they roughly know what's going to come back. So it's not as scary as just talking freely. And they are the ones who can say thank you, goodbye, and so they get out of the conversation feeling better than if they'd been in a free conversation.
Right.
And that little experience of success, which is them proving to themselves that they can do it, albeit at this level, very briefly and very simply, is the first stepping stone to unlocking their latent ability to speak English.
Okay.
So little steps, little regular steps of success, mm-hmm. and it builds up. You know, it's like if you listen to the audio of Jane, the Chinese girl who I did a case study with, and she'd been learning English for 16 years in China formally, and she still spoke like a beginner. And there are millions of people like Jane, and she did a couple of beginner's lessons from this course with Chinese instructions,
mm-hmm.
and she did them on her own, and then she did the practice from them with me and a couple of other people, and then she went up a level, then up a level, then up a level, and in six lessons she was talking comfortably at intermediate level. And that happened because she had studied English a lot,
okay,
but she didn't have the confidence, and she didn't, she hadn't proven to herself that she could do it, and she was also still thinking in Chinese and translating
in her language.
And the big thing is to get people to stop translating in their head, because that's the way they've been taught in a conventional classroom. But the more anxious people are about getting a sentence grammatically correct in their head, the more it inhibits their ability to speak naturally.
Do you see
what I mean?
Very much so. So when I look at the material, let's look at page 4.
Yeah.
And it says, hello, I'm Niana, you know, what's your name? My name's Peter. Is this material designed for them to type into, or only to speak from?
Well, you can print it off and they can write on it. You can put it in a PDF viewer and let them annotate on it.
Okay. Do you have one of those?
Oh, God, there's loads of them.
Okay.
I mean, you know, you can stick it in CrocoDoc or, hold on.
And does your material come with any correction sheets? I mean, is it designed for that, where you see the answers?
There's a key at the back, yeah.
Okay.
If you go to the end of the lesson,
okay,
there's a key.
Okay. 138, 40. And then we spoke about, I remember reading somewhere where it says this material that I bought was designed for Spanish speakers as well. And I guess the instructions in Spanish, but I did not see that anywhere. So I'm a little...
Oh, which ones did you buy then?
1 and 2.
1 and 2, okay. And which... Let me have a look. Hold on. I'll try and find you in the system.
Talk to out there. Sheet 4, size 1.
Did you want to buy the Spanish version?
Well, I guess that's, you know, that's the question I have that I'm confused about. I mean, so when you say the instructions are in Spanish, meaning I bought basically English version, English instructions.
Mm-hmm.
So my Spanish speakers will not be able to do this on their own unless I'm helping them. Am I right?
No. If you've got just the English version, yeah.
I see. I did not understand that. Because I'm thinking somehow, I don't know what I thought, but I guess I thought whatever I bought, it was available, the information was available or translated in Chinese, English, or whatever you're...
No, they're different files.
They're different files. Got it.
Let me see. No, don't worry. I'll send them to you.
Okay.
Hold on.
That was not clear to me.
Hold on.
Enter key.
Okay, ba-ba-ba-ba-bum. So you bought one.
Three. Okay, so after each lesson,
mm-hmm.
there's a answer key. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, got it now. All right. Okay. That does make sense. Answer key. All right, so I got that checked off. And what else I had? Placement test. Do's and don'ts of the program.
Oh, that's right. So you bought...
Well, literally, this is what happened. I bought one.
Yeah.
And two came. And so I sent you an email saying, well, I don't know how that happened. And you said something
about... Oh, that was it, because the wrong link was there, wasn't it? So you got the wrong one, and then I sent you the other one.
And then, well, can you send me, could you please send me one?
Yeah.
Because I thought I'd made it, but I could have swore.
Yeah.
I pushed the right button, and I went back, and I looked at PayPal, and what the heck happened here?
No, that was my fault.
So that's how I ended up with lessons one and lesson two.
Yeah.
So now you're saying that I need to purchase, I guess, the whole zero.
You bought the elementary, didn't you? And you wanted the elementary, but you got beginner, didn't you? No, you wanted beginner.
I wanted number one. Yeah.
Okay. Let me send you the Spanish number one. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. And when I get to two, I'll purchase two.
Okay. Let me just send that to you.
You know, my Spanish is pretty good, but I guess in my mind I'm thinking, you know, I need to be able to read this myself to understand it. So I didn't purchase it in Spanish because I'm the teacher. So I'm thinking, I guess there's other files that I could click on that were in Spanish for my students. I don't know how I thought, because I had never seen the, you know, I had never received the information, so...
So you want beginner level one Spanish, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So is the price the same when I get to level two?
Yeah.
I have it in English. Is the price the same for the purchase for my student? It's the same.
Oh no! For your student, it's £5.
It's less.
It's less.
So that's better. So when I get to three, you know, I can purchase my Spanish. I can purchase my Spanish version for my student and purchase the version for myself in English.
You can have the English version, and you can sell them the Spanish version, yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. Let me know that. Must have both, because if I'm sending these files, they need to at least be able to... And I know a lot of classrooms here, we only speak English here. It was an English classroom. I was like, yeah, but I don't understand what I need to do.
Well, exactly. If they are, at a low level, then they need the instructions in their own language, don't they?
Sure. This is, you got to get up in there. So, Foxy.
Okay, hold on. I've just sent you that, but I'll give you the link now that you can get it straight away. There you go.
Awesome.
And I'll give you the affiliate link that you can, so you can join the affiliate thing, and then you can sell courses to them.
Yeah, because like I said, man. I mean, like you said, you've been in the business a while, I started part time in 2004, and my goal was, it's like, well, okay, these kids are coming out of these institutes here, and they could not, and none of them could have a 5-minute conversation with me in English, and yet they had been with the program 2-3 years, and I forgot how they leveled it, but they were halfway through the program, giving the school gobs of money every month, and I said, let me start my own thing here, and I went out and got my certificate, in TEFL for, the general English and business English, and I started tutoring, from that point on, but I want to do it different this time. I want to do it on a little bit bigger scale. I want to actually get these folks to talk. I don't want to just grab the same book. And I mean, what book were we using? We were using Interchange, right? Book.
I've heard of it.
Back in 2004 and 2005, and it was like, okay, I basically I've got the same materials as they had. So maybe I can get them to speak better with the audiolingual cassettes at the time.
So, well, this way they can create their own course that's effective, you know. It's where are you? Are you in Bogota?
I'm actually in Cali.
Okay.
And I've got some teacher friends in Bogota. That is, he just left the institute yesterday, and he's kind of stumbling through this on his own. He's picked up a couple of clients on his own, and he said, you know what, I'm tired. I've been with this guy for 3 years, and, you know, a lot of times I don't get paid on time. You know, the students have, you know, grown to love me. And basically he wants to become his own person, and rightfully so. So I'm absorbing his information. Yeah, I've got him waiting, you know, on the wings, you know, and as he transitions out, and he says, you know what, I want to start teaching people on Skype, just like you said. And that was my idea 6-7 months ago, even before I found you, when I came to this guy, and I was, you know, sort of a, from my HR background, more of a business person for him and taking care of operations, and he wanted to get an online presence, right, because I'm coming from Silicon Valley in San Francisco, and dealing with search engines and things of that nature. And I'm thinking, okay, all right, I need to bring this guy into the 21st century. And the first thing he needed was the a web page, right? And so he barked about that, and he barked about the cost. And I said, but you know, everyone's using Skype right now. But to be honest, when I said that, Jason, I had not seen any application in it other than my girlfriend here had one of my buddies was traveling through here, and he wanted to learn Spanish. And then he left. He went back to Miami, and I said, you know what? I said, why don't you connect with Erica on Skype, man? I mean, you know, you can use share screen. Yeah. That was just my concept because I shared screen, and I'd used what's the application I use for business here? ShareView with Microsoft. Yeah. So I knew if we could use ShareView, and you can take control of my mouse, and I could take control of yours, I said, I know there's enough material on English Club and English Net and all these other places to continue teaching someone Spanish, you know, like looking over his shoulder via Skype. And then, time went on. And I said, let me do more research on it. And then I found this, and then I found that. And then here along, you popped up with a full-blown course. Then I started using the search engine and actually putting blended learning online, da-da-da-da-da-da, and then here comes your program. Now I found the full-blown program to go along with my ideas from 6-8 months ago. and so now I've got a slew of teachers that are looking to parlay their knowledge and get out of the chug-a-lug of copying books and papers and trying to teach corporate, you know, Columbia English and get rid of the logistical nightmare that they have. Everyone has laptops, but they're not using them.
No.
So that's how I came about to connecting with you. Is coming trying to come from the Neanderthal age, upgrading a Colombian system, bringing my knowledge from the States of, you know, online and internet and on web pages. And I said, wait a minute, there's got to be a better way to do English. And lo and behold, I found it. by hook or crook, you get it done, you know. So now I just now I've got to switch my brain into it. Now that I see it and understand it, before I could show it to others. And like you say, with the affiliate thing, then I will sell it to them. It's like, look, guys, we can take over the market in a whole different and systematic way. So I will probably be asking for your counseling on other things.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yes, to go into institutes, probably starting an institute, and or going into the multinational companies and taking over their whole system.
Go for it. I mean, you know, because the affiliate thing means that you can earn money from the material. So if you find some teachers and sell them, you know, the whole set, then you make some money, and then also you know. You can sell your time training them how to do it.
Oh, yeah. I've got a whole business plan together. Like I said, but first things first, I've got to get this under my belt.
No, absolutely.
I need a couple of weeks and some of my students and earn my stripes with EOT first.
Yeah. No, that's it. It's like learn how to do it yourself, get some results with some students, get the audio.
Yep.
You know, the before and afters. Because there are no, I guarantee there are no other English programs in the world on the web that post real audio of students speaking before and after their courses. And there's a really fucking good reason for that. Because they don't work. Which is what you've been explaining about meeting students who studied for 3 years and
Well, exactly. It's like, well, what are you doing? He's like, well, can you just help us with our homework? It's like, with the grammar. And I said, well, okay, I can do that. I said, but don't you want to walk around in the mall and be able to speak English or get a job one day and be so-called bilingual?
Yeah, and the job is the thing, you know. I mean, it's like that's the big driver, isn't it, the motivator. And what we're doing is I've been working on, like, certificates and stuff where we're going to probably start enabling people to pay, you know, the teachers are be verifying that the students have done the course, doing the before and after audio, and then we'll put that on certificates for them so that if they send their certificate to an employer or attach it to a CV, there's some audio of them speaking English on there.
Which
just makes sense, you know, in this day and age when we've got all these free tools, doesn't it, you know. Here, one more link is this place, okay. this site, Edmodo, is it's being billed as the Facebook of education. As a teacher, you can have your own secure group, like a Facebook group, where you give out just a code, a special link that lets your own students in there, and you can share the content. You can upload our content into it and share it with your students. And that way you can bring it all together if you want to teach a group online asynchronously. So explore Edmodo. It's an interesting place. And you might be able to find other if you go on there as a teacher, there are other teachers on there in the US or the UK where you could introduce, you can hook up with them and then introduce the students so that they can find speaking partners.
Okay, good, because I had been looking at English 360, which you probably know of, right?
Yeah.
And I like it because of the use of the technology, right? But it's using, basically the Cambridge tool. Yeah. But you can bring your own tools into it as well. So I don't have any problem mashing things together, but you just want to make sure you've got the mashable tools that work, and you're not paying $20 here a month, $10 here a month, and $50 here a month, and then I'm broke.
Here's another place. There you go.
Education.skype.com?
That's Skype's own directory of teachers using Skype to teach around the world.
Okay. Awesome.
There's a lot of stuff out there now.
yep. And growing every day.
I mean, the reason why, you know, we've had, you seem to know about websites and stuff like that, and content is, you know, every time I talk to someone about using our content, people always want to kind of put it, everyone wants to use content the way they want to use it, you know, and put it behind all kinds of logins and stuff like that, or integrate it with, you know, make, turn it into SCORM or integrate with all kinds of stuff. And my way of thinking, and this is what I'm still convinced about, is, you know, when we created our stuff, our materials, we did them as simply as possible. So PDF and MP3, which you can use on any device. Mm-hmm. And so they're as flexible as anything, you know. And flexibility, I think, is where it's at and what people really want. They want to be able to use tools that they know how to use. So PDF, MP3, Facebook, and Skype, and you're set.
Say that again, PDF, Facebook.
PDF and MP3, which is what we provide. Facebook to meet people and make friends and hook up with them, and Skype to do the speaking practice.
Yep.
And that's all you need. And then the other bits and bobs, you know, you can add to it, you know, you've got the recording device. There's loads of stuff. There's like... there's a place that if they don't want to talk to a live person and they want to leave a message or leave a question and get an answer and listen to it, they can use this site, VoiceThread, which is like an audio blog.
Okay.
So they can create an account for free and then ask a question. People come along, answer it with an audio, and then they can listen to it, and then they can reply. And they can have a conversation, but not in real time.
Okay.
So
cool. Anything else you can tell me, just real briefly, regarding maybe placement tests or the social media kit?
There's a sample test there, which is just use an interview. They should use materials at their speaking level, mm-hmm. not their reading and writing level.
Okay.
That's important. And no, just give it a go with a few people. Make sure you record the first session you have with them, because then that's your benchmark. And then see how quickly you can get people improving, you know.
Yep. It's, well, let me get to scratching the surface with this, man. I see you sent me the link, so I take it that's the Spanish instruction one?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, good. And, I mean, as far as, you know, moving forward with consultation and, you know, and ideas, do you charge by the hour or I'm one of your proteges now, and it's like, you know, it's free from here on out as long as
we're
trying and using your material.
I normally give, you know, the first session with a teacher for free. Have you joined the Facebook group?
Not yet, but I did get your...
Join the Facebook group, because there's 50-odd teachers who are using EOT materials in there. They're very friendly, and you can use that for support and advice, you know, from those guys.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
That's free. And... Okay. No, I mean, if you want me to do a bit more, you know, then it does cost, you know, my time. But I'm, you know, I'm happy to help out and provide advice informally.
I think I can get through some of the rough stuff, but maybe when I get to maybe tapping into my teacher base and expanding the knowledge I've gained and growing it and trying to group them to where it's now Kevin Banks, you know, EOT online, you know, a Colombian Institute, right?
Yeah.
And I want to start bringing in teachers under me as well as students and our clients. Then I may ask for some time and some tutoring on your ideas on how to do that, since you've done this thing more on a let me call you right back in 5 minutes, okay?
Okay.
And let me... You know,
well, I've got to go now, Kevin. I've got to go now. So,
hey.
I've got to go now.
Okay.
Well, did you say to me, call me back in 5 minutes?
No. I was telling my.
Oh, right. Oh, okay. All right. I do have to kind of shoot because I've got to go.
Okay.
Do something.
No problem. But like I said, I would want to tap into your brain at that point and then maybe kind of go over some ideas on a more national basis and pay you for that time as well. So.
Okay.
Probably helping me set up, you know, more of a multinational type.
I'm here to help. You know, it's great to hear you're so enthusiastic and that you're up for it and you've done your research. And it's nice to know that you found us after a long, hard search. Not so nice, because you should have found us quicker.
but actually, the diving into, it's like looking for the program, you came up. But then a whole lot of other stuff came up, too. So I have, you know, my whole list. I got to call this, check this out, look at this, call this, look at this. And I said, you know what? I'm going to go with EOT. And that's how it happened, man.
Great.
Okay. So thanks a lot, Jason, and have a good night, and we'll talk soon.
Take care, mate. All right.
Okay.
Good luck. Bye-bye.